Hey, my name is Elliot Flowers. I'm an undergraduate student at NC State, and I'm here to share an intimate story about how the experiences of those before us shape what our personal reality is like. Question everything without exception. These are words I've heard countless times from my father. My brother has them tattooed on his arm. I've always wondered where they came from. As a junior in college, the power of teachers and professors grows increasingly apparent as time goes on. The influence of a professor by the name of Dr. Matthews was one with such power that his words would ring true in my father's mind for years to come. Dr. Matthews was an electrical engineering professor at NC State. My father described him by saying, "He's one of those professors that when he walks in the room, everyone gets silent. A genius and someone that captures great respect." This science story is about mentors, teachers, and adults who shape our lives for generations to come. I'm rolling thunder, pouring rain. I'm coming on like a hurricane. My life is flashing. The genius of a man I have never met and have only come to know about in my adult life has left behind great echoes in my own mind. This is a thank you letter to Dr. Matthews and to my father for showing me the power of science and the responsibility that comes along with it. When you search Dr. N.J.F. Matthews on Google, only a few notable links pop up. One of them is a website called nofreewill.com. This website is one that my father created, and a large portion of it is dedicated to the work and life of Dr. Matthews. The other link is from an NCSU engineering newsletter from 1999. Squished in between the story of how a mouse's heart can be used in cardiac research is one of just a few records of Dr. Matthews. $1.5 million of an estate given to the College of Engineering here at NC State. A study hall was dedicated to him in Daniels Hall, which is the old electrical engineering building on the main NC State campus. A couple weeks ago, I went to Daniels Hall and was unable to find the room the article was referring to. Perhaps since engineering has been moved entirely to the Centennial campus, it can be found there. Dr. Matthews earned a BSc and MSc from George Washington University in 1957 and 1959. His master and doctoral degrees in electrical engineering were earned in 1961 and 1964 from Princeton University. He came to be a professor at NC State in 1964. He retired in 1998 after serving the college for 34 years. Dr. Matthews received many awards during his service, which include 3 Outstanding Teacher Awards in 1967, 1975, and 1988. He also received the NCSU Distinguished Achievement Award in 1992. During the years 1992 to 1994, he was given the title of Alumni Distinguished Professor. Dr. Matthews' book was published the same year he died in 1999. It was 31 years of his own research effort. My father told me that he cried as he held the book on his deathbed. When you search for this book, Unification of Electromagnetism, Kinematics, and Gravitation, you find it on Amazon with a single 5-star review, one given by my father. The unified field theory is one that holds great weight in the physics community. It was a particular piece of the puzzle that Einstein himself was running for. The unified field theory attempts to marry the concepts of electromagnetism and gravitation into a single unified field that can explain the fundamental workings of our universe. Much of his work was built on Maxwell's equations, which explain electromagnetism, as well as Einstein's work with gravitation. I am no physicist, but when I hear my father talk about Dr. Matthews, I hear a concealed story. A book that has not seen the proper review or light that it might deserve. On my father's website, nofreewill.com, you can find a free, downloadable PDF version of the book that has been cleared for use. I tell this story because I think of countless scientists who have been called geniuses decades after their own passing. Is this one of those stories? Physics moves closer and closer to the ideas of quantum mechanics. But have we been missing something that has already been discovered? This book, as my father has told me, is meant for titans of the physics field. It is not written for a general audience. Has that been the problem this whole time? At the very beginning of his book, Dr. Matthew shares a story about his time as a student. One day, as a college sophomore, I asked my physics professor what an electron looked like. With a knowing, good-natured smile, he responded that no one knew the structure of an electron, and, in his opinion, no one ever would. His answer was a great surprise to me, for I thought physicists should know such things. Near the end of his book, Dr. Matthews explains what an electron looks like. The electron can be viewed as a structure containing four clouds of moving particles. Particles of one cloud carry charge, while particles of the other three clouds carry angular momentum. Dr. Matthews told my father that the original idea for his research originated from an unrefined idea in the appendix of one of Einstein's books. Dr. Matthews converted that bit of Einstein's intuition into a rigorous mathematical technique that helps present common, recognizable patterns of field theories related to our universe. When Dr. Matthews found out about his terminal illness, he asked his friend, Tilden H. Gleason, to help bring his research to life. Looking at the foreword of Dr. Matthews' book, you find that Gleason was able to do just that by helping to write and distribute Unification of Electromagnetism, Kinematics, and Gravitation. The way Gleason talks about Dr. Matthews reminds me of the way my father talks about him. The people who knew Dr. Matthews knew that when he said something, he said it with certainty and understanding. It makes me almost certain that there is something to his book, something that physicists have been seeking for decades. I write this about Dr. Matthews because I view him with awe, a teacher that would inspire my father to hunt truth and understanding to this day. This concealed story is about inspiration and how it can be passed down from generation to generation. The power of stories themselves and the emotions they light within the listeners. As a child, we seek these inspiring stories to shape what we want our lives to look like. We fill our heads and hearts with dreams given to us by the world around us. We use these dreams to try and make sense of a world that is much too big to understand. It's truly fascinating to me how the words and thoughts of a man I have never met would influence me so much to this day. The echoes of history and those who came before us are powerful. As I have come to know more of these concealed stories, I have learned that there are countless. Inspiration often comes to us from our subconscious, from small things we read years ago or heard in a passing conversation. The small impacts of the past mount in a torrent that gives rise to waves today. Dr. Matthews had so much inspiration about science that it crashed onto my father. Where did his inspiration come from? Partially, it seems, this inspiration came from questioning everything without exception. As my grandfather, Jimmy Joe Flowers, would put it, just because everyone else thinks something is right does not make it right. My father, Joseph Flowers, would interpret this to mean that nothing is outside the realm of questioning. So I will end with a couple of questions. Has Dr. Matthews been right about the reality of our universe this whole time? Just because everyone else has yet to see it, does that make it not right?